Okay.
Community radio is where I was born. Community radio is like holy horns. Community radio is like holy hell. Community radio resulted in the death of Tom Tenney as well. Community radio is my only son. Community radio will bless us everyone. Oh, radio free Brooklyn will purge the land. Oh, radio free Brooklyn will impose Tom's brutal hand. Oh, in scripture it says all the traitors will burn when our anointed Lord and Savior returns. When our anointed Lord and Savior returns. When our anointed Lord and Savior returns. Oh, holy Jesus, oh fuck me, it burns. Oh, such treason will never return. Oh, such scorn has never been felt. We've all been betrayed. We've all been dealt. Unholy hand, our friend has quit the band. So we'll throw ourselves into the sea.
I can't write all this down, man.
It's okay. I'm 8-miling it.
Okay.
Give your money to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh,
and tune in at Friday at 2 p.m. on the Apocalypse until then. On the Apocalypse until then. Jesus, oh fuck me, it burns, but our anointed Lord and Savior shall return. Our anointed Lord shall return to kill all the scum. Our anointed Lord will return to bring us to heaven. And in heaven only the Apocalypse plays. In heaven, everybody's always getting laid. But give your money to Radio Free Brooklyn if you're going to heaven or hell. And send us your blood and bile as well.
Cool. Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Yeah. On Radio Free Brooklyn. Okay, man. All right, let's get some organ music going here.
Sure.
All right, everyone. Tonight is February 22nd, 2018. Welcome to the ApocalyCast. Our host. Our host. The Reverend Billy Baba Petrica.
The raging fucking Cajun.
Oh my God.
It is very, very good to be with you good people. With you good fuck swine.
Yeah. Greetings, fuck swine. My name is Jad Ali Slayman. I fear nothing. I'm a co-host of the ApocalyCast.
Oh, welcome, Jad. It's so good to have you with us, man.
Yeah, man. We're together. We're together in this studio. We're all alone, but we have each other.
It's true.
Isn't that what's really important?
It is. And what's also, we've been holding each other close.
Yeah.
You know,
comforting each other.
Comforting each other
in the darkness.
Because it's a dark time.
It's a cold, dark night this country's going through.
It reminds me of kind of the Beatles, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, although let's be real, the Beatles were a fucking bunch of hacks.
Yeah, man. No, it's like that. It's like when the Beatles like showed up to band practice and there were only two of them there, and they were like, "Why are the other two people fucking here?"
And then they went even further, and were like, "Who are we, anyways?" You know?
Yeah. And what is life?
Yeah.
And then they wrote that whole song about it. It's called Helter Skelter. Anyway, what I want to talk about. First order of business. Ladies and gentlemen.
You guys are listening to the ApocalyCast, first off.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was clear or not from the intro song,
Yeah, I mean, everyone listening to this is like pretty fucking stupid.
Because normally the Apocalypse is a collaborative process.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, that's not true. The Apocalypse is intended to be a collaborative process, but like, I guess some people...
I think more the Apocalypse is an institution that's governed by elites, but there's this illusion that other people can participate as well.
I think that's
but it's mostly about you, Patrick.
That's a fair criticism, but that's, I would say it's more of a Stalinist system.
Oh, you know? Really?
Yeah.
What makes you say that?
Well, because we've killed like half of our co-hosts.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Well, in that respect, it does
make
sense.
Good thing that we don't talk about it on the air, also.
Yeah, exactly. So, everyone, the Apocalypse, tonight's Apocalypse, is brought to you by the Spirit of Jesus. Patrick, take it away.
Yeah, the Spirit of fucking Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you have a fucking problem with that?
Do you feel it?
Yeah.
I feel it. I'm fucking feeling it right now. Yeah. Every time I smoke weed, I feel the Spirit of Jesus.
Spirit of the Lord.
It's inside of me.
Tonight's Apocalypse is brought to you by the fucking Spirit of Jesus.
How do you think we can...
Holy shit. It's the Spirit of fucking Jesus.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Coursing through my veins. Just
okay, next
turning
on the agenda.
Me, turning me on
That's
sexually.
It. That's all. They got 17 seconds of time with
Okay, fine. All right, well, you know, first order of business is the news. I think we have a lot of news to cover. And probably the biggest news headline. You know, the best place to go for your news is a bunch of MAGA bots, right?
Okay, well, that's true. So,
yeah. So, Patrick.
All right. Well, we have to change to our news music because it's time for the news.
Yeah. Oh, hit it, Patrick. Oh, man, this is pathetic.
Discover card customer
service. This is not the news. This is a commercial.
Oh, God, we've been fooled.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, you should let it play so that our listeners can hear about what's going on here.
Jad. You should go fuck yourself.
Oh, my God.
Okay, come on.
All right. So, Patrick, please enlighten us. What is on the MAGABOT's mind today?
I don't know. I don't have it.
Pull something up then.
Well, it doesn't matter. We'll do it next time.
Oh.
Just skip next.
Fuck. You wanted to do this.
I know, but nobody showed up.
How can you go on YouTube but not on Twitter? Patrick,
I can't.
Pull up the MAGABOTS on Twitter.
Okay,
this is
what?
Vital information that our listeners need.
Is there a way to search Twitter without signing in?
Yes, you can search Twitter without signing in. Folks,
how?
Our journalist friend here is a little Twitter impaired, so you'll have to just
I'm a little Twitter paranizzle.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the same thing. Anyway, so you're just going to have to bear with us while we sort through these technical difficulties. There's very important information that our friends over in Russia are trying to disseminate. And if only Patrick knew how to use a fucking computer in 2018, you know, then we'd be able to get at it.
Well, I guess I'll just like go shepherd, fuck myself, Jad.
Yeah, well, like the shepherd, we are beset on all sides by stupidity and...
Oh, you're right. Okay, let's get a... What's a nice little subject that that a regular American would be interested in?
I think regular Americans right now are interested...
By the way, they're saying this is the best of Tchaikovsky. Bullshit. This is not the best of him.
Oh, really?
Nope. Too friendly.
All right.
Wow, silence is the best of him.
MAGABOTS. Okay, so what about... let's talk about Robert Mueller.
Oh, the shooting, of course.
Yeah, the shooting. Yeah. Let's talk about the shooting first.
Let's put in a Parkland hoax.
What are the hot sheets going to cook up?
Let's see. Let's look up a little news. Okay, well... I don't like all this globalist media. It's invading my Twitter.
You really nailed your preparation on this, Pat.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so...
You know what? Fuck you, Jad. At least I showed up. All right? Excuse me. Ooh, yeah, why don't you just not run the boards? Why don't you just not fucking fly the plane, Pat? You know? I can fly. I can't land. Anyways.
Hey, what are the MAGABOTS have for us?
Well, my eyesight's not good enough, so why don't you do it? Here you go.
All right, so...
Well, just put in Parkland. Remove hoax and just put in Parkland and then find a nice feed.
Wow. So you can't you can't even search Parkland.
This is brought to you by the spirit of fucking Jesus. If you like what you're listening to.
No, Patrick, I don't know how to search for this shit.
Oh, God.
You're the one who
Oh, no.
All right, everyone. So, at this point, I think I have some explaining to do about why you're not getting your information. It's because our journalist friend here is asking me to do his journalism for him. Instead of just typing some words into Twitter himself.
And be blind.
You haven't
and nearsighted and farsighted and fucking... Okay.
Well, but by nearsighted and farsighted, Patrick means to say using a laptop computer. And soon we will have your information.
Fun. Let's go on one of the Twitter feeds of one of the survivors of the shooting, right?
Okay.
Why don't you just go down there? You'll find a few. You'll find some real Americans.
Some real Americans? Okay, yeah.
Like Hulk Hogan.
Where's Hulk Hogan, Patrick? You're telling me about something that isn't there. Register to vote. Register all your friends to vote.
It's gotta be one of the fucking worst.
Yourself.
Worst podcast ever.
David, you continue to amaze me. Yeah, this isn't very good material, Patrick. I really wish you had kind of, looked at this stuff before the actual show, because you talked about wanting to do it, and then now we're not prepared for the show.
Sergeant Cabbage, you don't think that one's fun?
Sergeant Cat. Well, I don't know, man. You can tell me what you see. And then read it to our listeners.
Dude.
Like, you can do that.
We're going to go with Sergeant Cabbage.
Oh, okay, well, no, you're going to go with Sergeant Cabbage. You're going to read something on the air. That's the whole point here. But we're like 10 minutes into the show and we still haven't done it.
This Sergeant Cabbage is the shit. Dude.
Read something.
Okay. Well, he has a meme.
Okay.
Why don't you take a look at the meme?
That face you make when 17 of your schoolmates have been shot dead and you're about to go on TV. Oh, because they're smiling.
And they're actors.
And they're actors. Yeah.
Oh. I'm just poor Sergeant Cabbage.
You're not making sense.
All those child actors pretending to be shot. Fucking me over. Spoiling my crops.
Yeah.
Taking my guns. Oh.
Oh, man. The globalist cucks.
Oh, those globalist cucks. Folks, at CNN, we'll interview thousands of peeps to find one person with the most idiotic beliefs and then air him and claim he's the majority of the country. Hashtag ignore CNN. Oh, God. My crops.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my coal crops.
My gold crops are gone.
February 21st, Sergeant Cabbage. Folks, here's the FOIA hearing of Wolfgang Halbig. Wolfgang Halbig! A true American patriot that proves 100% that the Sandy Hook school shooting was not, Caplock's not, even open when the hoax took place due to asbestos algae drilled out of the doorknobs and the water damage. Sandy Hook school not in operation during alleged shooting. Oh my God, my fucking crap! Oh, Sergeant Cabbage. You know, I had a friend when I was in the war. A man that, well, he outranked me. Admiral Turnip. February 20th, the diary of Lieutenant Sergeant Cabbage. True American. Commenting on the Twitter feed of one of the Sandy Hook survivors.
Mm-hmm.
Just making fun of them like any true American would.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, these fucking kids. Surviving a shooting and then talk about it. How dare they? How dare they? Me, Sergeant Cabbage, I fought in all the vegetable-themed wars.
I was in the carrot offensive.
I was in the carrot crusade. And I was in the battle of the beets.
Unless you were there, you don't know.
I was triaging turnips.
People say they know what it's like. They don't know.
Man, whatever. Just a lot of them with bees. I'm Sergeant Cabbage. Sergeant, the Diary of Sergeant Cabbage, February 20th, 2018. Woohoo! Opportunity was the only guarantee to last 9 to Martian Day souls, but it's just past soul 5,000, and naturally, I took a selfie. Wow. It finally happened after 14 years on Mars. 14, NASA Opportunity Rover has turned its arm-mounted camera to take a look at itself. Actually, that's boring. Alright. This is really fucking strange. Actually, this is... I kind of like Sergeant Cabbage.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Are there any bots you could tell us about?
This is a bot.
Alright.
Fun, right?
Yeah. Well, maybe how about something exciting?
That wasn't that good, was it?
No.
Fuck.
No, it was not good because you were unprepared, Patrick.
I didn't say that I was going to be prepared, man. I just asked if people would show up, and they gave me very vague answers that turned out to just be a series of lies. Oh, well, this one. Something tells me that this might be a bot.
Maybe. Wow, we sure can't talk about that on the air, can we?
Oh, yeah.
This Yo, dude. Pat.
Yeah?
Pat. Come on.
I mean, it's all pretty fun.
Yeah, we don't have anything. We're not talking about anything, dude.
Well, no, this is great. Are you kidding me? Read this Twitter feed. It's all good. It's hilarious. This is a bot Twitter feed. Read it.
Okay. Well, okay. Hashtag never forget. There's a league of people who want to control your life and take away your constitutional rights. Hashtag gun control frontman at David Hogg 111's father is an FBI agent and his mother worked for CNN for 20 plus years.
Oh my God!
These people have no problem lying to you. Hashtag Parkland. Hashtag army with.
And then why don't you click one of those hashtags and see where you go?
Okay. Army with. Trump plan at odds with teacher army with movement. Okay, yeah, well, that was currently the wrong avenue to go down.
Okay, well, then just return to that feed.
Yeah, you see, but we're on the air, Patrick.
It doesn't matter. Nobody listens. Nobody listens. We're just going through the motions.
Come on, man.
We're going through the motions. If you want to just cancel the show, we can just end the show.
That's okay. Come on.
Guys, thank you. You've been listening to the Apocalypse. Because some people are insecure and can't play along... Oh, God. I thought that my friends cared enough about me for me to do a podcast. But it turns out that they don't. Oh, why? Oh, Pat, you've been such a fool. Why did I believe in community radio? Why did I have faith in my friends? God, Tchaikovsky did a lot of not dramatic music. Oh, this is good. Yeah. Oh. Why did I have confidence in my co-hosts that they'd show up? That they'd offer even the bare minimum of assistance for me to come up with sketches? Maybe just carry a little bit of the water. Like... You don't even have to free Jesus. You just need to help him a little bit with his fucking burden. But no. I was completely betrayed.
We're going to talk about this once we're off the air.
What?
About your lies.
What lies?
Dude. Come the fuck on.
Wait, what? What's your problem?
Dude, I'm not going to fucking talk about it during the show.
Talk about what? Like,
not while we're recording. I'm not gonna fucking talk about it.
What, betrayal?
Yeah. I'm not gonna talk about it.
Oh, God, we've been betrayed so badly. Oh. Oh, God, it hurts. Well, this is a perfect time to talk about cooking.
Whoa. Whoa, dude. Yeah, I mean, dude.
Jed, I've cooked something for you. I need you to judge it.
Yo, dude. Come on. Come on.
Hey, I'm the one that didn't want to record, and you're the one that insisted, so...
Yeah, but this isn't fair. That's not fair. Okay.
Wow.
It's like... Sorry, man.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we've been a little bit off because of treason lately, but it's okay. We'll move past it. Because really, what we're here for is the fucking light of Jesus, right? So let's just talk about it. Lately, we've been subjected to a lot of what they call cultural Marxism.
Oh, yeah.
Forced pretty diversity.
Bad. Yeah, cultural Marxism. What? What are you pointing to?
The diary.
The outline that we're not following?
No, but I'd like to look at it because I can write stuff on it.
When you write... Okay.
Yep. See? That's not unreasonable. All right, Chad, continue.
Where's your pen? To write stuff.
I don't need to. Just go. Continue. There's cultural Marxism.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. It's in our universities. Oh. Turning our boys into girls, you know.
Oh, tell us about it, Reverend.
It's pretty bad, you know.
It's turning girls into boys.
Yeah, turning our girls into boys, and sending them to college.
It's turning our frogs into goats.
Yeah, it's turning day into night. You can't say anything anymore.
Jesus is turning autumn into winter.
You can't even say you can't even say the words water. You can't say the word shirt. You can't say the word electricity.
Oh, God.
Because of all these safe spaces, you know? I mean, I just don't even know what's real.
Who are we?
I mean, and I believe in what these people say so much that, you know, I can't help but follow the rules and make really cynical, you know, twist them around in really cynical ways. I couldn't come up with my own real, like, moral framework. The only thing I can do is, you know, is kind of, like, go off of theirs.
Jesus, I love the rules.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's how I live my life, is I just listen for liberals to say things, and then I just react in the most cynical possible way. Someone once told me, hey, John, maybe you should, you know, like, or Jad, I mean, hey, Jad, why don't you form your own moral framework?
And I'm like, fuck that. I'm like, I'm myself, Jad Ali Slayman.
Yeah.
I don't need a fucking moral framework.
All I have to do is fucking just talk about what liberals do, and then be cynical about it. That's a way to live life, you know? It's really easy. All you have to do just is just
piss,
like,
off liberals.
Yeah, dude. To piss off liberals is just, like, so easy. And you don't have to think about your own bullshit.
That snowflake.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus, my stomach hurts so much. It's just the pain of, like, not, you know, of not knowing where my next apocalypse will come from.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem with being an artist, you know.
True.
And being a real creative or a revolutionary is, you know, you don't know where it's going next, and you gotta, like, just stay there
things.
Anyway.
Fuck, God, it's so difficult. What a bummer. Well, you guys have been listening to the Apocalypse
on Radio Free Brooklyn.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
Go to patreon.org/ Radio Free Brooklyn.
Bar none, our worst episode.
Yeah. I would say so.
it's been up in the air for a while. But it's like my stomach hurts like a lot.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that sucks, man.
Because I've just been eating like emergency food, you know.
Yeah.
Megabot's terrible bit. It's an interesting concept, but it's not really funny.
But you didn't prepare for it. Is the problem?
We can just also do karaoke. I don't know, I've run out of ideas, Jed.
Really? There were a lot of ideas on that sheet.
Well, they all are stupid and they're not doable, so.
Well, I mean, I told you about them, like this afternoon, and you said, yeah, surely, we'll do it.
Yeah, but I had shit to do. Jesus, wow. Dear listeners, do you want to hear something dark? Jed, how many minutes we are into the podcast?
We're 24 minutes into the podcast.
Oh, boy. Wow. Holy shit. God. Oh, man.
Wow.
That sucks. I have literally nothing to say. I have nothing to say about life.
You want
to
cut it at 30?
No, we're going to go all the way, man. I have nothing to say about life. I have nothing to say about humanity. I have no advice to give.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're going to have to draw this from the dark energy of the void, like the Dark Templar.
I'm sorry, man. I just believe in Jesus and just fucking exterminate traitors. And just always just think of Jesus. You know?
Yeah, always
I know
think
that
of
that's
Jesus.
Sort of the same thing, but it's like You don't. You know, it's not
what even, was the slogan we came up with? Was like love Jesus, kill traitors or something?
No, kill traitors, eat pussy.
Kill traitors, eat pussy.
Yeah,
that's like a that. Really good. That's good advice.
It is solid advice. You know, but it's like in a way we've betrayed ourselves because we've betrayed our own expectations and we've betrayed our own weaknesses.
What do you mean betrayed our weaknesses?
Like that's revealed them to the world.
Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, that's yeah. it. No more ApocalyCast. This is it. This is the final episode.
It's the last one ever. It's
the last one, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's sad, isn't it?
It was a good run.
It wasn't that good a run, actually. You know?
Yeah. The reviews were mixed. The only listeners we were able to get were these like fucking fuck swine.
Yeah, these like intelligence these agencies.
Fucking terrible
like,
people.
Yeah. What a terrible show. Well, you guys have been listening to the ApocalyCast. I don't have anything to say to our listeners.
Yeah.
They can all go fuck themselves.
Pieces of shit.
Yeah, pieces of shit. Not one of them ever contacted us while we were alive.
Yeah.
So when we're dead, what difference will it make?
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. We here at Community Radio are done. We here at Community Radio are going to kill ourselves. Okay? So you have to get used to it. It's cool. It's not, I don't want to die either.
I would say at midnight really tonight we'll kill ourselves, but it is midnight.
No.
It's midnight, exactly, and we can't kill ourselves now because then we won't do a full hour.
Also, that's a good point, too. But we promised we'd do a full hour.
And also, I
don't feel like killing myself.
Oh, okay.
Like, if I really think about it, you know?
Right.
But the ApocalyCast is my life, and clearly the ApocalyCast is done. So, what choice do we really have?
Wow, yeah, I know. I feel like the ideal situation would just be purgatory, right? You
maybe,
know what I mean?
Because
you just kind of sit there and it's like, it's not good, but it's not bad. You know what I mean? Like
you could hang out with your friends. It's cool.
I don't think you get to hang out with your friends in purgatory.
It seems like you do get to hang out with your friends. It's like Jersey.
Well, it's like you do, except like you're waiting, but you're... You're hanging out with your friends,
boring,
but like
at the
DMV. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like,
fine. You know,
okay, well, you know,
DMV
we
has
each
vending
other.
Machines.
What?
DMV has vending machines.
Yeah,
Jersey
but
is
yeah,
great.
But at a certain point, you've had everything in that fucking vending machine. All right, the vending machine.
I eat the same fucking thing all the time.
Yeah. That's like what prison is like.
They say variety is the slice of life.
The slice of life.
Yeah, but it is not. It's not even. It's not the pie of life. It's not the slice of life.
How could the slice have variety?
I just wish that there was a way that there was some type of fucking goo that could be like injected into my veins that would just feed me.
Yeah, I think that exists for brain dead people.
Yeah, well, that but there's a.
I'm sure in Brooklyn, New York, you could find some somewhere. You could just hook yourself up to an IV all day.
Hook us up to it.
If there's anything you can do with your worthless lives,
please. Because we here at Community Radio don't give a fuck anymore. And we here at Community Radio are going to die. And everybody's probably going to die.
Just like
with
you.
Us. It's not our fault, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want you to die. You know what I mean? I'll try and stop it. I'll do my best to try and stop it, but I probably won't be able to stop it. And you and your fucking species and your entire family and everything that you've ever loved and everything that you ever stood for and everything that you've ever believed in is completely fucked. So why don't you fucking suck on that?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
You guys have been listening to the ApocalyCast.
Yeah, on Radio Free Brooklyn.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
Every Friday at 2 p.m., patreon.org/Radio Free Brooklyn. Please donate for no reason.
We are bringing you the fucking spirit of fucking Jesus.
Yeah, exactly, man. Listen, you got to donate not for your own enjoyment, not for your own satisfaction, because you're not going to get that.
None of those things.
Not for our health or our well-being. What I'm asking you to do is stare into the dark void. Stare into the nothingness that is your life. If you're stupid enough to listen
feel
to this.
Feel some of our pain. We don't want your money, actually. Fuck your money. Email us about your pain.
About all
your
emptiness.
Troubles. So that we know that you're not the same. Or we know that you are the same as us, but weaker. You know, and not capable of enduring the blood sport. The blood fucking sport that is fucking Radio Free Brooklyn and Community Radio in general. You know, like,
you think it's easy to come here every week?
No. It's very difficult.
You think
there's
you can endure it?
Yeah.
You think you could do what we do? No.
Yeah, you could. No, yeah. Like, fuck you, piece of shit. You think you can do my job?
Oh my God.
I am the host of a community radio show on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Most people can't even talk for more than 10 seconds because they're too fucking embarrassed.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, and we've had lots of guests. We've had famous guests. We've had people you probably fucking heard of, assholes. But what do you care? Yeah. What do you got? You know, Chapo Trap House makes like $60,000 a fucking month with their bullshit. We're not even asking for any money. We're just asking you to repent. We're just asking you to feel a little bit of our fucking pain. Because what's the point even? Like, I know we say, what's the point of your bleep? But really, what's the point? Like, what's the point of doing a podcast about there being no point if other people won't even show up and to share the pain? So please, just give us your pain.
Put it down on a piece of paper, lick the envelope, send it in. You were taught how to do that in elementary school.
Yeah.
It's the least you can do for the Apocal Cast.
You will fucking lick the envelope.
Lick the envelope.
Send us your fucking
lick
blood.
Damn.
Send us your fucking pain.
Put it in the mailbox. Put it in that blue mailbox. Holy fuck.
It's color coded so you can tell what it is. And then there's the mysterious gray mailbox that everybody's too embarrassed to ask what that fucking mailbox is for.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen that shit?
Yeah, I've seen that.
Oh, man. That's like where they stuff by force, man.
Giving it the stink eye every single time.
You know,
like,
exactly.
Like that hand gesture with your fingers pointed toward your eyes.
Yeah.
Just trying to find out what it is.
You motherfuckers know exactly what I'm talking about. There's buildings you walk by every day. You don't even fucking ask yourself what goes on there. You don't even ask yourself what kind of sick, twisted shit's going on.
Yeah, think of how fucking, what an ignorant peon you are in this huge, brutal fucking world. Think of how little power you have and how little you will ever have.
And
you're not going to run for office.
No,
you're not going to fucking be ahead of a big corporation.
To think that in all that nothingness, in all that void, in all of your weakness, in all you have, the light, the impenetrable darkness is the Apocal Cast.
Yeah.
And that you gave that up.
Oh. Oh,
when it was just given to you. It was being directed to your fucking skull.
Only at the end do you understand. Only when all the lights have gone out.
Oh, God. I feel as though the lights have gone out.
Reaching for the light, but the switch is gone.
Oh, reaching for Jesus. But there's nothing there. It's just all chaos and pain all the way down.
Reaching for a scream, but your voice is gone.
Oh, reaching for meaning. But what is meaning anyways?
Too late to ask.
Too late for community radio.
You were looking in the wrong place. The only thing you found was Radio Free Brooklyn. And now you gotta make the most of it and tell your friends, no, I had Radio Free Brooklyn. It's all okay.
It's all right. I can die now.
It wasn't okay, though, was it?
No, I don't need to live because I had Radio Free Brooklyn, you know? So that's the best we can offer, is when just everything goes to shit, and it will. And it sucks, because we're like middle-aged now, you know? So we don't get to be like young when the world ends and be like, yeah, fuck it, cool, you know what I mean? But we also don't get to be old and be like, well, you know, I told you so. Like, I get to be like, I told you so.
Yeah.
But most people my age don't get to be like
that. Man, young people are going to get to do that.
They're going
to
have a great time. They're going to be like,
they're going to see the nuclear war, and they're going to be like, whoa, punk rock.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that would have been great. All we had was a stupid war in another country when we were kids.
I know, you know that's God. Fucking, that's all we got was the Iraq War.
Boring, you know what I mean? Like, boring. You know, like compare that to the fucking apocalypse that's on the fucking horizon.
Oh, my God,
holy fuck, it's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Well, for them. For us, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
We have to be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm trying to, like, cope with who I am in my 30s. Like,
yeah, I know.
Am I going to settle down? Do I really want the world to be destroyed in nuclear fire? Like, probably not.
No. Or they'll be like, what's going to happen is there's going to be, like, nuclear fire in New York City only. And if you live, then, like, reasonably you will, get to live the rest of your life because, like, they'll be able to cure radiation poisoning or they'll be able to, like, cure leukemia or something like that. But you're going to be just, like, fucking ruined.
I can only name one Taylor Swift song. I'm fucked.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
It's Bad Blood because we've performed it on the Apocal Cast.
All these young people, dude. Is there anything worse? Like, seriously.
Yes.
Until,
old people.
Until all these young people came along, I was fucking awesome. You know? Fucking, you've known me for so long. I was beautiful, Pat.
It's true, Jad.
Beautiful until all these millennials came along. Like, I had a white snake jacket. I had fucking wraparound sunglasses.
Okay, film buff.
I had my hair in a graceful part flowing along the sides of my head.
Of
like,
your personality?
Like Michael Douglas in the film Romancing the Stone. You know?
I thought you were doing a Nick Cage.
No, wait.
From, what the fuck are you talking Wild about? Wild at Heart.
No,
when he's like, my snakeskin jacket is a representation of my personality.
That's not what I was doing. I'm not a copycat.
I hate David Lynch movies. I think they suck.
What?
I think David Lynch movies fucking suck. I think they're stupid.
I think you fucking suck.
No, it's dumb. Oh, the symbolism. All right.
The only thing I have against David Lynch is stealing Dune from Alejandro Jodorowsky.
All right. No, fuck that guy. That would have been have you actually watched the documentary about his idea about
I have watched it, and I want to see that movie. I'm never going to see it.
It would have been the stupidest movie ever made. I'm so glad that it wasn't made. Holy shit. At the podcast, dear listeners, let's take a moment to thank holy fucking Jesus that stupid fucking movie with its idiotic plot line. And Kanon, I haven't even read Dune, and I feel like that was...
Oh, but you'll talk about it, huh?
Oh, it's a stupid movie. It would have been real dumb. Real fucking dumb if he made it. It's his kid. He wanted to cast his child as the lead. Already, that's a bad idea. I know. It's a little time standstill, right? Yeah. Jaroszowski, what was his name?
Jodorowsky. Yeah. Alejandro Jodorowsky.
Jodorowsky.
I think Alejandro he's like Polish-Mexican. Polish-Mexican. Like, cool. Like Louis C.K.
Great. He's a very nice guy. But the movie would have been fucking god-awful.
I don't know, man. Pink Floyd was going to do the soundtrack.
Even worse, I was never that into Pink Floyd.
I mean, H.R. Geiger was doing the production design.
That would have been cool, but then I would have just watched it on mute.
I mean, fucking, what else do you want, man? Like, what?
There's so much more. It to not be fucking stupid. He wanted, what is it, that he turns into the planet and that flies away at the end? It was like a hippie nightmare. It was like the worst things. It would have been like the worst of the 60s. Just all compacted into one fucking
god-awful
movie. Oh, I'm so Jesus glad Christ. That it was never made. Oh, Jesus. Man,
all those hippies.
You know, maybe there is fucking hope for us because that terrible, god-awful movie was never made. But
God.
A pretty good documentary was made about it.
Patrick, I wish the 60s just never fucking happened.
Yeah, fuck the 60s. Man. Fuck the hippies especially.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the anti-communism, but I don't know how I feel about the fucking hippies. Goddamn filthy, unwashed fucking hippies.
Yeah, dude. They fucking smell like patchouli oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hippies, young people, youth culture in general, I think is just, you know, it's just such cancer. Like, you know, where did it really get us? What I want to know is what's with all these millennials, Pat? I was so young and cool until they came along. And at the moment millennials came along, all of a sudden I wasn't young anymore.
Brutal day. We here at Radio Free Brooklyn just want to get out of here. We don't even really want to do the show anymore.
Yeah, fuck the show.
Yeah. It's dead to us.
Yeah, exactly.
And fuck you, also.
These last fuck 20 you. Minutes are yeah. going to be the most spiteful 20 yeah, minutes yeah. in the fucking world.
Fuck all of you. You yeah. all listen. We watch.
Yeah, you probably on the back all, you probably all voted for Trump, didn't you?
Yep.
Fucking idiots.
Fucking dumb fucking asshole.
Yeah. And then they tune into this show.
Why
do you fill in their meaningless lives,
every
I think.
Friday at 2 p.m. to listen to the podcast.
Yeah, they should not go to patreon.org/radiofreebrooklyn.
Nothing good will come of it. We'll just
fucking shred our audience.
We won't even spend it on anything. We won't make it that far.
Hookers and blow.
Not even, man. I'm not gonna spend it. I'm not even. I know. I'm just gonna get the nearest bottle of whiskey and just prepare for the oncoming apocalypse.
Yeah.
Because it is here.
Yeah, dude.
It's gonna be so great for some of you. You're going to have such a good time.
The 19-year-olds will have a great.
You're going to have a great time. And it's going to be like, oh, death. Like, oh, I'm Johnny Death. You know?
That's not my name.
I know. Your name is Jad Ali Slamer.
That's right. And I fear nothing.
But I'm just saying, there's a kid out there who's 19 years old who's just like, fire. You know, like, it's
yeah.
It's cool. It's so cool, man. End of the world, man. And it's going to be so fucking great for them. They're going to have such a great time.
I know, it sucks.
Because they get to just crawl around the ruins of the destroyed city, you know?
All romantic, you know?
All romantic.
They get to live the romance of the wasteland even for a few weeks.
Go to Madison Square Garden and just do whatever, you know? Just drive a car around in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing fucking donuts.
Yeah, dude. And they could have like a little...
You could take your girlfriend to all the most classy restaurants and it would be cool. Whereas like us in our 30s, were like, well, I'm surrounded by like the memories of this living world that I knew,
mm-hmm.
you know, before like iPhones and shit. Whereas then they don't have any.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
they're just
yeah.
like, sweet, man. Bunch
of fucking retards.
It's fucking dude, awesome.
It's like, no, but I think it's going to be hard for them because like, you know, without all the technology, they're going to have a crashing realization about like what's real and what's not, you know, whereas we have that. It's going to be such cognitive dissonance for them because they're only going to be able to communicate with like, you know, one or two people a day and they're not going to be used to that. But we're used to that. We're used to being fucking like antisocial people with no phones.
Are you kidding me? I need like, it.
We understand how that works.
I'm not going back. Fuck that.
So you think you'll kill yourself if you live through the apocalypse?
I would much rather not kill myself. That's my stance on it.
Even if you live through the apocalypse?
I'd be really bummed.
Yeah.
It depends what was at stake. If like I had some skill, but I feel like journalism is not like a post-apocalypse skill. I'd be like breaking. Like,
what?
I think journalism is not a post-apocalypse skill.
No, it's maybe. I don't know.
Like you can't really trade that for fucking animal pelts.
Yeah, no, you can't. No, and filmmaking too, like cinema, color.
Yeah, we'd be
yeah.
fucked.
Yeah, we're not going to be good.
Well, there's all these fucking millennials just climbing the fucking skeletons of fucking New York City, just porking and just going to all their favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
You know? Although I guess that would be fun for about a week until the food rots.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, but you got the week. But you got the week.
All the McDonald's you want.
Yeah, but you were yeah. king for a week.
Oh, how great it was to be king for that week. You know, the rest of our exactly. lives were a fucking technological hellstorm. But now, you know, that week was good. Free McDonald's.
Yeah.
Fire. Lots of death.
Yeah, before, like, robots started hunting everybody. Like in Black Mirror and, you know, like in that movie, movie Oblivion with Tom Cruise.
Nah, I haven't seen any of them, so let's not talk about that.
Well, right? Okay, fine.
But no, we won't make it that far. You're nuts. That's that's the optimistic. At least something will survive if that happens, you know?
Yeah.
That's like Christmas. I hope that's all that happens. That some type of technological machine brain survives humanity and lives on. That's like an optimistic appraisal.
That would be great.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. It's just nothingness.
I always thought about like a science fiction story where you like come upon, you know, sort of the technological remains of a dead civilization, you know, and you have to learn about what that dead civilization was through like the memories stored in the robots. Wouldn't that be interesting?
Why not?
Or where you go like 10 million years into the future where mankind has died out, but the robots endure and they just keep Earth looking all perfect. But all the people have died. But the machines just keep doing their work.
That'd be depressing. I'd rather it just stay like, I'd rather humanity not be obliterated. You know? But we can't all get what we want, you know?
I mean, it's not like they listen to the Apocalypse.
That's fine. I don't care if they listen to the podcast. That doesn't mean I want them to die. I just want them to feel stupid.
Well, you've really reversed them. Your position.
I never said that I felt that humanity should die. I just felt I said that they should be punished. You know?
Isn't that what that means, though?
No. Okay. They just all have to be given a good talking to and be subjected to the bureaucracy of repentance.
The bureaucracy of repentance.
Yes.
You mean the Catholic Church?
Yes, that's what's great about Catholicism. Yes. Is there's all the other fucking religions are ambiguous about what you're supposed to do. It's total horseshit.
Yeah.
It doesn't serve. Oh, really? In Hinduism, you're going to. Oh, karmically, you'll figure it out on like the grand spectrum of all eternity. Oh, thanks a lot. You mean the universe shall be recreated and then destroyed and like energy and
it's quite vague. It's quite vague what will happen. It's
completely useless. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. The Catholic Church is like, go here. Pay the man money, and you're good.
Protestantism?
Oh, God.
Oh, your destiny is foretold by God already. It doesn't make a difference what you do. Fuck the checklist. Let's not even get anything done. Let's just phone it fucking in. You're fucked or you aren't. It doesn't matter what you do. Kill, rape, pillage.
Hey, maybe there is no
heaven. Jesus has already made us
up. Hey, maybe there is no hell. Hey, anything goes.
What is this, agnosticism?
Fucking hippies.
Fucking, yeah. Fuck that. Protestantism is no good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Islam. Are you kidding me? You have a Lord and Savior that won? Lords and Saviors are supposed to be losers. That's what happens. That's
what else do you have? Well, how are we supposed to like tell people that they're gonna like?
That's crazy. He just ascended to heaven and it was cool. The fuck.
Yeah, it's just too simple.
Yeah, so just
There's no plot. Where do we get hooked into this
subjected
shit?
Subjected to the bureaucracy, the cruel machinery of repentance. That's all I want. That's all I want our listeners to do, and that's all I want humanity to do. It's just to feel just a little bit of our pain. You know, please feel our pain. Like, we're trying. You know?
Yeah, and we're it hurts.
To bring
it
you enlightenment. So much. You don't even know the enlightenment that I bring. My God, just... overtime. I'm just always working overtime trying to save humanity. And not one of you gives half. Well, some people give a fuck, but not people that listen to the Apocalypse.
No.
All right.
No. But we don't give a fuck about them either. So
that's not true. I do give a fuck about them.
Oh, come on.
I wish that they would be smart people instead of fucking fuck swine.
Yeah. You know? Well,
but they're
not.
They're dumb. Clearly, they don't give a fuck. They're just people that listen to it accidentally or think that it's weird or don't understand.
I wish that zombies hadn't gotten bitten, but, you know, that's the way they are.
Just sad, you know. It's like you had a beautiful dream and then it was crushed. But then, like, from the ashes of that, you built something great and you sort of learned a lesson and you moved on. But then that was crushed by those fundamental principles that got through you that time, being crushed themselves by betrayal.
Yeah, and lies,
yeah,
fabrications.
Mm.
People getting your hopes up and then letting you down. Who is it, Pat?
People getting you pizza and then let you down.
Who lets you down, Pat?
So many people.
So many people?
Yeah.
Any in particular?
Sometimes my crew doesn't man the ship so well.
Sometimes, you know, the co-hosts, you mean?
Sometimes the co-hosts don't show up in the podcast.
Damn, dude, that sucks.
And sometimes...
What kind of a co-host misses their own show?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Well, anyways, we here at the podcast are classy as a motherfucker.
We are way more classy than that.
So we're going to have a little fucking cooking competition. So I've made a fondue. Me and several other contestants who are here and have remained silent the entire time.
Yeah.
Have made food. And I've made we've already judged all the other contestants on previous episodes, but it's my turn. And Jad is one of the judges, and he's going to judge my fondue. I made it with fucking Gruyere cheese and a little bit of fucking Swiss, and I put a lot of salt because I thought, you know, fuck it. Like, why not? If I'm going to have I decided to have a bread that was like more of a tepid type of bread, and I would have it be more salty so that there'd be a contrast, like a sourdough bread. So go, Jad, judge it.
Well, see.
Wait.
Don't judge it yet. Don't judge it yet.
Pot seems to be the right temperature.
Okay, why don't you stick your...
Thank you for preparing this delicious fondue, Patrick.
Well, you're welcome, Jad. Thank you for having me on your cooking show and for judging my food for your cooking show.
Okay. Well...
Why don't you... Here, let me hand you a fork.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Why don't you take that fork and dip it right into that fucking pan.
Stir it around.
Stir up that mac and cheese.
Mmm.
That fondue, I mean.
Mmm, yeah, smells okay.
Oh, yeah, it does smell really good.
I mean, it smells a little funny, but I wouldn't suspect anything.
All right.
Well.
Why don't you take a nice taste of that fucking fondue?
All right. In the mouth it goes. In the mouth it goes.
Oh, I'll take a bite of it.
Interesting. Well. Well.
What do you think?
Oh, my God. Patrick, what did you do?
I just made you some fucking fondue.
Tastes like Gruyere.
With the sourdough cheese with Gruyere.
Tastes like Swiss. But Pat, the salt.
What, Jed? What?
Oh God, the salt. No. No, it's too much salt. It's too much salt. It's too much salt. What the fuck, man? God, no. No.
Oh.
So much salt.
No, don't judge my saltiness.
Overpowering this taste of the cheese.
The blandness of the bread is supposed to compensate for the salt.
Oh, no, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Oh, no.
Oh, Patrick. Patrick, why?
Dad,
why would you do that?
I don't know why.
Oh, my God.
I tried not to fail you.
Oh, my God. The salt.
Oh, God.
The salt.
This was all foretold.
Oh, the end is the beginning.
Patrick, this
is the beginning. Is the end. Oh, the salt. I'm so sorry, Chad.
My mother. My mother always yelled at me.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry. I tried to make it nice fun too, but I fucked it up.
My mother always said, John. Chad.
Where's you up?
Don't use too much salt. Don't use too much salt. Don't use too much salt.
Oh, God, I disappointed you. Don't use too much salt.
Jesus Christ. You don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like.
I'm so sorry. I've been such a bad friend.
I just can't believe it. Oh, will you help me?
I don't know. I don't think we should.
It's like I'm swimming around in the darkness and I can't find the light.
Oh, Jesus. The food I made was so bad that it's as though Dad is swimming around in the darkness, unable to find the light. I don't think we should do any more cooking shows on the Apostle Cast.
I can't even open my eyes. It's so terrible. Oh, the anxiety. Oh, the ripping self-hatred.
What? Fondue,
all right,
good.
All right.
Yeah, pretty good for the first cooking show.
Oh, wow, what terrible fondue.
Oh, God, my fucking head.
Was there a melting pot here in New York?
Travel to Europe on
No, I don't want to. What?
Oh, I just like fondue. I've never had it.
You've never had fondue?
Well, I've had it,
you uncultured
swine.
It's so delicious.
I've had it, but only, years ago at fondue restaurants.
Oh, well, you know what?
No one has a fondue set in New York because it takes up too much space, Nobody can fit fondue
I'll
set.
I'll bet you my family did. Apartment.
What?
I'll bet you my family had one.
Yeah, but your family doesn't live in New York.
They did.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I'll bet you I was fucking left in a fondue pot.
And you were left in a fondue pot?
No, I'm not asserting that, but I'm saying they probably would have washed me in it,
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the native ways of the French,
Yeah.
They're just like... Wash the child in the fondue pot.
It's considered normal there.
Yeah.
The same way it's
savagely beating your children.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I was not beaten.
That's why it's considered
my
like
family was progressive.
In the Netherlands, it's considered okay to leave your kid in a Dutch oven.
That's how they discipline you.
Yeah, exactly. And the Hasidic Jews, they'll just put their kids out into those those cages. Around their windows? Well, the Hasidim...
I think those kids are playing.
The Hasidim will put their kids out in those cages and then shut the door.
No.
And shut the window. Oh, yeah. Seen them do it.
No, I think the kids are playing.
By themselves?
Yeah, they're playing with the other kids. You're confused.
In cages.
You're walking down, you're like South Williamsburg, you're like, oh, God, the cages! Oh, no, yeah, those kids are playing, man.
Oh, so I shouldn't call CPS on them?
No. You guys have been listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Jesus, holy fucking Christ, right?
Yeah, I'm
I'm really, really not optimistic about the future.
We've really scraped the bottom of the pot on this one.
Yeah, this is it. We have nothing else for you. We thought maybe we had new content coming.
Oh, those fucking idiots are at home being like, nah, they got it.
They got it. No problem.
They don't even understand their own idiocy when they do that.
Yeah, and just to fuck us over in such an obvious and cruel way. With such venal hatred and contempt. Speaking of which, I think we're going to have to file some charges soon.
What kind of charges?
Holding someone in contempt of a podcast.
Oh... who's that? Me?
Well, I'd rather not discuss it on the air. For legal reasons, Ongoing investigation.
Is that going to be me, though?
It's not.
Who's going to be held in contempt of the podcast?
Guess who?
Sarah Steele.
Miss Sarah Steele is to be held in contempt.
You are to be held in contempt!
All we got it's not really enforceable.
Yeah, but we can,
Oh, God.
What are we gonna do for 6 minutes?
I don't know.
5 minutes.
It's incredible. It's like I have nothing to say. It's like, do you have any last words? Nope. You know, like I got nothing.
Maybe we could talk about... how about this? We have a eulogy to give. A eulogy for... what's his face?
Tom Tenney.
No, I don't know his name. Hey, give me that. Eulogy for Billy Graham.
Oh, Billy Graham. The Reverend Billy Graham.
Yeah, exactly. A eulogy for Billy Graham.
Oh,
Billy Graham tried to warn us. He tried to warn us for decades.
Your name was so well known, yet I know almost nothing about you except that you were some kind of prick.
Yeah, exactly.
And that your Billy son Graham, is even bigger douchebag.
Billy Graham saw
and
that.
And that your followers are a bunch of illiterate scum. Thank you, Bill Graham.
Billy Graham.
For making us all fucking stupider while you were alive.
Yeah.
Yay.
And and fatter too, because he just got up on TV and he was like, oh, everyone should be more like me. You should gain 100 pounds and hate gay people, and that's the spirit of Jesus.
Well, I think the 100 pounds are okay, but the homophobia is a little problematic.
Oh, yeah.
But to be fair, everyone should be fucking stupider. So we're glad that Billy Baba Grandma lived. You know? Because in a way, though I don't know who he is, his archetype was partially the inspiration behind the Reverend Abila Baba Patrika.
Oh, really?
And the Reverend Abila Baba Patrika is going to fucking kill himself soon.
Really?
Don't worry, I won't. But that character only thrived in joy and the spirit of life. And those are two things that we just don't have anymore. It's just all stomach pain and paranoia.
Billy's found a higher calling.
No, Jesus, I wish that we had a higher calling, but we don't.
No.
It's we just have nothing. All...
There's nothing
it's all,
at all
fucking lies. Don't... You know what? I would tell you to not believe any radio except for Radio Free Brooklyn, but you shouldn't believe Radio Free Brooklyn either, really. You shouldn't believe yourself. I mean, just give up.
They're also very liberal at Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They're fucking prejudiced against weak conservatives, but at least they let us have one good fucking Christian conservative show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and that show is called The Motherfucking Apocalypse.
Yeah,
and
The Motherfucking Apocalypse.
And if you like it, you should just hurt yourself and then cry out, oh, this is for the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And if you can't do that, then go fuck yourself, and you don't even deserve to listen, you know?
But also, if you can't self-mutilate and you can't go fuck yourself, you should definitely go to www.patreon.org/RadioFreeBrooklyn.
Yeah, you can also do that.
Make a donation. And, yeah, you know, keep community radio alive. Not that's important. That's some commie shit.
No. Community radio is going to commit suicide anyways. It doesn't matter if you give us money. All right?
Definitely
It's going to be like fucking Heaven's Gate.
Yeah.
Everyone at the Apocalypse, because of Tom's instructions, is going to drink poison.
And
we're not even going to... He didn't even get us real Nikes. You know? He got us like counterfeit.
It's on August 18th, 2018, 08-18-18, that's when, you know, that's when everyone's going to kill themselves.
That's everyone at Radio Free Brooklyn, all of the shows.
Yeah, so just enjoy it while it lasts.
It's the great pre-record in the sky.
Yeah, exactly.
We're already, it's too bad that we didn't come up with this bit at the beginning of the episode. We could have run with that for a while. That would have eaten up a lot of time that we just spent fucking having probably the worst episode that we've had. Literally, it's just...
Hands down,
2 years of just doing music. Improvised and of just doing fucking episodes improvised. This is by far the absolute worst fucking piece of shit
episode we've ever recorded. The human worms paraded in front of you.
Yeah, it is the worst. We're so sorry. Fuck you.